Okay, here we go. 10 ideas for Shvi Shel Pesach, Tovshin Ayin Tes. Learning should be in Schus for first time for Baruch Tzvi Mirv Kabatya, Beso Shachal Yisrael. The first idea comes from the Zera Kodesh, the Rebbe Rav Naftali Rapshitzer, Zuchusig and Aleinu. And he tells us that Klai Yisrael went out from 7 weeks from Pesach to Shavuot, 7 weeks of Tahara, and we needed to wipe away from the Tovavim of the Tzrayim. But he says the seventh day, just like we have 7 weeks of Tahara, the seventh day we also needed Tahara. He says that the seventh day, Shvi'u Shel Pesach, we needed the mikvah. We needed a dunk in the yam. Says Rav Shitzer Rebbe, what was the mikvah? What was the Tahara? What was the purification? It was going through Kriyas Yam Suf. The tefillah b'yam was the Tahara that we needed, just like we need the 7 weeks from Pesach to Shavuos. We also needed on the seventh day, we needed to dunk. And that's exactly what the Yam Suf was. Says the Divrei Yisrael, the second idea, the Divrei Yisrael of Majitz tells us what was the actual mikvah. It wasn't just the walking through the Yam Suf, but it was the emunah. It was the faith in the Rabbonu Shem. And how does he know this? The Divrei Yisrael says, the gematria of mikvah is exactly gematria of Ayaminu Bahashem. And they believed in the Rabbonu Shem. Then emunah brings down a certain tahara. It's brought down by the Rebbe of Zvolon that a mikvah is a skula for emunah. The more a Jew is toivel in the mikvah, the skula for emunah. So Zerah Kodesh tells us that we needed to dunk in the mikvah. What was the mikvah? Says the Majitzer, the mikvah was the emunah. Idea number three. Idea number three comes to us the Rebbeinu Bechaya. Really, really nice idea. Rebbeinu Bechaya tells us in Shemos Vav. He says, what was the galus of Kriyas Yam Suf? He says, at the end of the day, every slave knows that even when they escape their master, there's always that little doubt inside their head. Maybe the master's going to come and get me. And he's going to come and he's going to come back. Vayhi Peshalach Paro Esa'am. They really thought that was Paro sent them away. Vayhi Lashon Tsar. Says Rebbeinu Bechaya, you want to know the simcha of Kriyas Yam Suf, the geula of Kriyas Yam Suf is that an eved didn't have that full simcha until they know that their master is dead. Ve'en ha-geula shlema itzal ha-eved ad she'yizbar b'mizas ha-odo. Right? The true redemption for a slave for 210 years doesn't come until they know that their masters are dead, until they are free to go. Reminds me of a Harry Potter scene. I forgot one of the Harry Potters, but when Dobby got the sock from his master, and he let him go free. Not saying that Mr. Malfoy died or anything, but at the end of the day, that's when he got freed, when he knows that at the end of the day, the Odo doesn't have any control anymore, then he can be fully, fully, fully charistic, fully free. Fourth idea. Fourth idea comes to us from the Rav Shitzer Rebbe again. Really, really nice idea, the Rav Shitzer says. The Pasuk says, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael seineim, b'nei Mitzrayim, nosei achreim, v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael Asha. Klai Yisrael lifted up their eyes, and they saw Mitzrayim is behind them, traveling behind them, and they dive into their Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And says the Zera Kodesh, a beautiful idea, he says, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael seineim, Klai Yisrael looked up to their heads, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, v'yinei Mitzrayim. What does that mean, Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim doesn't just mean the physical Mitzrayim was behind them. It was the spiritual Mitzrayim, the Nosei Achrayim, that was traveling after them, that was looking for them, seeking for them, searching for them. And they realized they didn't fully leave the Tumah of Egypt, the Tumah on the limits, and the prison of Mitzrayim. What happens? Ve'itzak b'nei Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem. They dive into their Ribbono Shel Olam, that they want to be fully, completely away. For Mitzrayim wasn't just a physical place, it was a mentality, a spiritual mentality. Yisrael b'nei Yisrael HaSenem. And in Mitzrayim is Nosei Achrayim. Their typhus are still running after them. They dive into their Ribbono Shel Olam. Like Gemara in Sukkah tells us, a Jew's battle with the Yetzer Hara, without a Kadosh Baruch Hu's help, we wouldn't be able to do it. Says the Rebbe Shitzer Rebbe, that's exactly why what we see by Kriyas Yam Suf. By Kriyas Yam Suf, we saw that Mitzrayim was running after us. We had a dive into their Ribbono Shel Olam to hold on tight. Moving on to idea number five. We say, by Marav, HaMavir, Bonov, Begizah Yam Suf. Kadosh Baruch Hu, He passed over by his children and by the Yam Suf, and he split up the sea. Says the Chiddush Sharim, so Hashem is quoting in Tafresh Lamed Ches on Pesach, and he says, what is this Hamavir Banov Begizah Yam Suf? What does that mean? Hamavir Banov. Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered his true love with Klal Yisrael. Right? We know the famous Medrash that tells us, Halol Avodah Zarah, the Malachim tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, wipe them out. Egypt, the Egyptians are doing Avodah Zarah, and they're doing Avodah Zarah. Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers, no, they're my banov. The teva haben hu she'oev es aviv avas nefesh. At the end of the day, the Ribbono Shel remembers his everlasting love. Chumal Katz's song, everlasting love with Klal Yisrael. In the end of the day, that's what we're really supposed to feel about Shviyah Shel Pesach. Shviyah Shel Pesach, to feel the Ma'avir Bonov, that we felt we have like this connection now with the Rebbeinu Shel Pesach, as a Ben, as Eliyahu's Gematria, Ben, Eliyahu's Megala, that by the Seder, that we're all Bonim to the Rebbeinu Shel Pesach. Moving on to idea number six. Idea number six comes to us in the Beis Aaron, Rabbi Aaron of Karlin, Tzadi Kuril Kach Soif. So the Medrash we just quoted, Medrash says, Halal de Avodah Zara. The Malachim tell the Rabbeinu Shel Pesach, they're both serving Avodah Zara. Klai says, Ma Tetzaki Lai, Kadosh Baruch says, why are you calling out to me? Says the Beis Aaron, sometimes in life, we can't daven for certain things. We have to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Pesach. To thank the Rabbeinu Shel Pesach. As the Medrash says over here, Ma Tetzaki Lai, Tan Moshe Lumosa, Moshe said, well, HaKadosh Baruch said, don't cry out to me. Ma lanu lasos. What are you supposed to do, Moshe says? Meishiv HaKadosh Baruch, give share and shevach to the one whose kingship it is. And says, the Beis Aaron, what does that mean? Give song and praise to the kingship who is his. Sometimes in life, davening doesn't do it. You have to think to the Rebbeinu Shel Pesach. And when the more you think, the more you'll get. Sometimes in life, the bakashos are in a way to get to the Rebbeinu Shel Pesach. You want to know how to get to the Rebbeinu Shel Pesach? Means, stop at the bakashos. Just start with the shir and the shevach, and then you'll be zochet to have the haros. Hodu Hashem kitov ki lo alam chaso. The more you think, says the Chos of Lublin, Hodu Hashem kitov, then ki lo alam chaso. Then you'll be zochet to have all the kindness. And that's what matetzakilai means, says the Beis Aaron of Kalim. Beautiful insight. Moving on to idea number seven. The idea number seven comes from Avnei Nezer, quoted by the Shemesh Shmuel, his son, Shvish HaPesach Tevash Ayin Dal. He says, why by Kreis Yamsov we didn't need a schus? Like, we left the Yisiyas Mitzrayim, we need them to HaPesach, the Amila, the Bono Shem, give those mitzvahs, then we needed it. But why do we need a schus? Says the Avnei Nezer, we actually did need a schus. Just like we left Egypt, we needed the HaPesach, the Amila. We also needed a very big schus. And what was that schus? The schus was Mesiris Nefesh. Shibo b'mameim atchot meyim. That the water went up to our nostrils, to Nachshon and Minodov's nostrils, and everyone's nostrils. He says that at the end of the day, what Dan Pesach and Dan Mila did, what the Yeshuas did for us, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Mesiris Nefesh of a Jew did for us by Kriyas Yamsov, does for every single day. The more we're Mesiris Nefesh of the Rebbeinu Shel Pesach, and our davening, and our learning, and our Benam Chavero, and our Shalom Bayis, whatever it is, the more we're Zochet to have all the Yeshuas. Now says the Adonizer, don't think that on Yamsov we didn't need a Schus, we didn't need a Schus. And what was that Schus? That Schus was the Mesiris Nefesh of jumping in Mamash. Adiyah number 8 comes to us from the Savnas Paneach. Savdas Panech writes in Parshas Bashalach that what we do in life, that brings down Shefa. Through our actions, we bring down Shefa, we bring down reward in our lives. If you act with mercy, the Rebbeinu Shel Pesach act with mercy. And that's exactly what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. The Rebbeinu Shel Pesach, you went l'malam and tevel an actual man aminadav, the Rebbeinu Shel Pesach will go out of his way. And told us Yaakov Yosef actually quotes this in the Mishnah and Perek Yovos. The Mishnah says, "Da mala mala mimcha." The pashup shot is, "Know what's above you, a watching eye, a listening ear, everything's being written down." But says the Todos Yaakov Yosef, Talmud of the Baal Shem, "Da mala mala mimcha." Know what is above comes from you. Kifi lefahi hanaga so adam kachis nag imam milamala mimcha. Whatever you do down here, that's what will happen from milamala. That's what calls from the Rebbeinu Shel Pesach upstairs. A beautiful insight. And safnas paneach. And the Tolos Yaakov Yosef. Moving on to idea number 9. Idea number nine comes up with the Baruch Moshe and Shvish HaPesach, the Oshiver. And he says about the same type of thing. He says that at the end of the day, we wanted to have that Yeshua in our life. He said we had to go Mechutz L'malam Eretava. We needed to reach a place of Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu. And then you go out of your way, or you go out of your way for the Baruch Hu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did Zeh Yoshia HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikol Tzarosov. You go L'malam Eretava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also L'malam Eretava. Which reminds me of the Baruch Yosef. Yosef Salant says that the Yamsuf saw Yosef's Aron, and then it's in the sea split. The Gemara says there, you went above. I'm going to also go above, and that was the whole midah of Yosef. That Yosef, what he did against Ishus Potiphar, he was able to go out of his way and fight off the Yitzhar. Says the Yamsuf to himself, to Yosef's kever, to Yosef's coffin. You knew you go out of your way for the Rebbeinu Shel Pesach. You went lamala. I'm also going to go lamala as well. And finally, idea number 10. Matitzakila, the Rebbeinu Shel Pesach, mamish, these famous, why are you crying out to me? Says the Tefer Shomer of Radomsk. Well, Matitzakila, when a Jew's in trouble, you always cry out to the Rebbeinu Shel Pesach. Matitzakila says, the Tefer Shomer, Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, don't think you have to daven right now. You know what is a bigger schus than Torah, than tefillah, than davening? B'midas ha'novos. Matitzakila means, don't call out to me, Ma tetakilai. Go on with your anava. Maybe we could say ma is a lotion of ma is a lotion of anava. Ma tetakilai. Stop worrying about your titzok, your davening. Go on with your midah of anava. And then you'll be zochet to have the yeshua. The Kamana Rebbe also says, Ma tetakilai. Also, sometimes in life, tefillah only gets to a certain ring on Shemayim. Tefillah only works to a certain extent, but when a Jew has a muna, and it's just nefesh with his amun and faith in the Rebbeinu, then he's zochet to have great yeshuas. So what sometimes where tefillah doesn't work, emunah works above and beyond. Let's just review these 10 ideas. As Eretz Kodesh tells us, just like the 7 weeks of Tahara, also the seventh day we needed the tefillah on the yam, that was the seventh day of Shirish HaBesach. The Divya Yishal tells us, what was the mikvah? The mikvah was the emunah, by Amina, by Hashem's Gematria mikvah. Bein Bechai says that by Yamsuf, number three, Bnei Yisrael, we only actually felt free because we always felt that maybe they could get us back. Right, always the slave always feels that it's the massacre brings back until he's dead. As Eretz Kodesh says, Vayitzu Bnei Yisrael Seineim, right? We saw that they were behind us. No, it means that the Mitzrayim, the spiritual Mitzrayim, was after us. We down to the Rebbeinu Shem. When Chabiniyah Chash Baruch Hu to fight of the Yitzhar and everything in our lives, the Chidush Shem Amavir Banov, the Rebbeinu Shem remembered his relationship with the Klai Yisrael as a Ben, not as an Ever, as a Ben. I love the Zal, but we're still banim to the Rebbeinu Shem. Number six, the Beisan of Kalin, the Medrash says, Chash Baruch Hu tells Moshe, don't stop davening, just thank me. What does that mean, think? Chash Baruch Hu, the Beisan says, when you thank and praise the Rebbeinu Shem, that brings greater yeshuas than sometimes just asking for things. When you think, that brings yeshuas. And that's the chayzul. L'behodil Hashem ki toiv, ki lo alim chas. The more you think, the more you'll get. The Avnei Nezer, number seven. Wabba Yamsuf, we didn't need a schus. But B'Yisiyas B'Sharim, we need down Pesach Tamil. No, we needed the schus. What was the schus? The schus of B'Yisiyas Nefesh. Saf Nas Paneach says, number eight, your actions bring down Shefa. Everything we did by Yamsuf, that actually brought yeshuas, and that brought tremendous Hatzach of Kerkai Yisrael. Told Tzach Yosef, says the Mishnah of Perk Yosef, Dam Mala Malancha. Whatever goes above, Mimcha comes from you. The way you act, you act merciful down here. The Bonesh will act in Musaf as well. The Ber Moshe, we keep connected to the Ori Zov Baruchu. We learn Lamala Menetava, the Bonesh will Lamala Menetava. And that was also the Ber Yosef. The Ber Yosef says when he saw the Yamsuf, saw the Ronach of Yosef. Yosef went above. The Yamsuf says he'll go above as well. It's a fair Shomos of Matzitzakilai. Stop davening. Use your midah of another Moshe Rabbeinu. And Ali Bizdoch to bring the Yeshuas. The commander says, no, sometimes Emunah is on a higher level. The Rebbeinu Shem is telling you, stop davening and just have Emunah on the Rebbeinu Shem. Mishnah Zochah to take these 10 ideas on Kriyas Yamsuf and Me'ez Hashem feel the Yamsuf in our lives. Me'ez Hashem work in our Emunah, in our mikvah, in our davening, and finally Yitzhahara. And ultimately, Me'ez Hashem see all the Hishpos and the Toshpos, Tavis, and Yeshuas, and the Chamas for us and all Klai Yisrael. Good Yom Tov and Shabbos.